is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It is fascinating to me to watch the glimmer in the eyes of college kids and high school kids when they talk about income inequality and how socialism is not a bad thing, that socialism just hasn't been tried and applied in the right ways. It's fascinating to me that these children have all been developed with a love affair of communism and Marxism and collectivism like no generation before in America. This romance has blossomed with the failed ideologies of socialism. I bring that to your attention because I want to discuss just how bad things are in Venezuela. Venezuela is the country that was held up by people like Bernie Sanders as a shining star, as an example of how great the world of socialism could be. And of course, a few years ago, socialism failed because it always fails, because you always run out of other people's money eventually. And Venezuela has spiraled out of control to a place that is so dark most people don't talk about this. The wildlife of Venezuela is under attack because people are starving to death. Venezuela, one of 17 countries that account for 70% of the world's biodiversity. And starvation now there because of the failed policies of the government and the dictator Maduro have left people no alternative but the Maduro diet, which is basically anything you can get your hands on. They'll eat anything, wherever, whatever, it doesn't matter. Some of those animals are endangered species. Some of those are critically endangered species, and some of those just come from the local zoo. They come from the local zoo. People are feeding themselves Guiana dolphin, locally known as Tanina, the Caribbean pink flamingo, sea turtles, wild donkeys, anything they can get their hands on. Venezuela's zoos, which suffer from a lack of vital supplies to begin with. In fact, some of the animals in Venezuela's zoos, so hungry they attacked each other, killed each other, ate each other. Some of the zookeepers killed animals at the zoos to feed the carnivores. And it's getting worse. In fact, animals like lions and elephants, even though they're starving to death, if you see the pictures, they're gut-wrenching, to say the least, have been slaughtered to feed the starving people. This is the joy of Venezuela. This is the joy of socialism. For example, in Nubarrocoy, flamingos eaten by the dozens, a famous haunt of the wading birds of Maracaibo, the meaty breasts hacked off, leaving only the heads and legs, as the pink flamingos are slaughtered by the dozens just so that people can eat. But here's the one that really is concerning, I suppose, to me, because sea turtles have been marked as prey by hungry Venezuelans, primarily the leatherback turtle, listed as vulnerable by the IUCN, and critically endangered hawksbill turtle, also consumed locally but in lesser numbers, are the endangered green turtle and the critically endangered Kemp's Ridley turtle and the loggerhead turtle, all of which commonly feed and congregate at the north end of Lake Maracaibo. The Wayuu, a local indigenous group, is permitted to to hunt these turtles, but the numbers have exploded in recent years. Why? Because socialism has collapsed. And so endangered species mean little to a family who's trying to survive. Endangered species, the biodiversity of the planet, threatened because of failed economic policies. And yet here in this country, you'll see these college kids and high school kids wearing shirts of Che Guevara and other socialist monsters of the past as if they're some sort of hero. They are not heroes, they are butchers. And in Venezuela, Maduro, the dictator there, not giving in, not taking the offers, which are worldwide, of economic aid and support to help starving Venezuelans. No, we don't need your help. He just cracks down farther and buys bullets because ammunition is more important to him than food for his people. A lot of these turtles are boiled down for their oil, which is used on the black market as something to sell or something to trade. Leatherback turtles, especially popular for that. And it's just the tip of the iceberg. It really was just the tip of the iceberg, as all of these animals are consumed. Vietnamese pigs and miniature donkeys, the flamingos, the turtles, endangered dolphins. In one place, the National Guard just recently, along the Colombian border, found more than 120 turtle shells. Of these, you've seen the stories on National Geographic and elsewhere of these sea turtles and how, well, they don't move fast, they don't populate fast, they move slow. So they become an easy target for those that are starving to death. And the smugglers are moving back and forth. Anything is free game. Jungle meat is what it's called in Africa. I guess it would be called the same in South America. This is the end result. This is the predictable outcome of socialism on a mass scale. And trust me, the outcome will be no different here as these people try to roll out this program and that program and try to say, we need to tax the rich more and give more to the oppressed, to the victims of capitalism. Capitalism produces winners. Capitalism produces opportunity. Capitalism has delivered more freedom than any other economic system in the history of the world, period, paragraph. It's not even close. Capitalism allows people to command their own destiny. Capitalism allows people to go out and pursue something for themselves. The butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker aren't doing it to make better products for you. They're making better products so they can sell them at a higher price to take care of themselves and their families. It's basic economics. And when you take that incentive away, when you de-incentivize production, well, the left eats a lot more than crow, apparently. They'll eat any damn thing that can't get away. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947, locally owned and operated. Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. By the way, I've had Wolverine for years. I've had it since long before I got on the radio. Once again, my friends, I only talk about products that I would use myself or do use myself. It's 14 after on The Steve Gruber Show.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
I didn't think drugs were a big deal until I did it more and more. I didn't care about school, lost friends, got kicked off the team. I got busted and got rejected by the college of my dreams. My life fell apart. Don't let my story be yours. Don't do drugs.
Get the facts at michigan.gov/drug-free. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Your life can change a lot in 2 years.
Grandma!
Oh,
my, look how big you are.
And you do what you can to keep up.
Okay, Robert, let's get your blood pressure.
But did you know the environment in your home changes too? That's why it's important to check for radon every 2 years. A silent, deadly gas that occurs naturally in the soil, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer among adults. So even if you've checked your home before, it's best to check again. Visit DEQRadon.com to learn how to test. This message, sponsored by the MAB and the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.